This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at HowieCarShow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
So I ask every elected official in America, how do you want to be remembered? Do you want to be on the side of Dr. King or George Wallace? Do you want to be on the side of John Lewis or Bull Connor? Do you want to be on the side of Abraham Lincoln or Jefferson Davis?
Okay, there's no need to raise your voice, sir.
I'm not raising my voice. This would be raising my voice to you, okay?
I'm tired of being quiet.
Loud noises!
In less than a year, restoring the soul of America has become, agree with me, or you're a bigot.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Inflation. Kaboom. Biggest yearly increase we have seen since the 1980s.
You know, sort of an 80s throwback.
Far cry from the good old days. We're talking about empty shelves, empty produce, empty freezers.
Let's go, Brandon.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That's the number to call if you'd like to join us here in this final hour of the Wednesday show. And it's really amazing here, some of the stuff that's going on. And 860 says, have any of the Beagles been reached for comment about Dr. Fauci's bedside manner? That story disappeared faster than Hunter's baby.
A beautiful mama. Dog. A talented dog.
No, exactly. That's a very good point. And with speaking of the two commutations of life sentences that Charlie Parker did today, 857 says, do you think Charlie Parker will now do the right thing and pardon Tookie Amaralt? That's the guy from the Magic Room who was framed by they induced all these little kids to say that he had molested them. It was all jive. And he spent years and years in prison. And he said he would straighten it out. He told Barbara Anderson, the great anti-tax crusader, my former fellow governor with Jerry Williams back in the day and on the Boston affiliate in the early 90s and late 80s. He said he would take care of it, and he never did. It's another broken promise from Charlie Parker. And no, the answer, if I had to guess, I would say no, he's not going to take care of it. I mean, all Tookie wanted at the end, you know, when it was clear that Charlie Parker wasn't going to commute his sentence or pardon him or anything, straighten it out, he just said, can he set it up so I can, like, get the ankle bracelet off? It's humiliating on top of everything else, you know, to have to wear something like that. But no, he couldn't do that. He couldn't do anything for Tookie Amaralt. That's Charlie Parker. You know, if they ever name a street after him, it'll have to be one way. I want to read this story just as a feel-good story here about the total collapse of CNN's ratings in the last year. Because they were riding high. Remember, it's Trump's leaving office. He's disgraced. The Fed's erection has been put down, and now they're going to be put back in their place. And CNN, the Clinton News Network, will return to dominance. Didn't happen. CNN has seen staggering declines, shedding nearly 90% of its early 2021 audience in multiple categories. For instance, CNN averaged 5.3 million viewers from January 26, 2021, but failed to crack 1.5 million during any hour of the day when the liberal network marked the anniversary of the riot with special programming. On January 6th, 2022, last week, Thursday, something like that, CNN averaged only 743,000 viewers, an 86% decline from the year earlier. They shed 92% of their viewers among the key demo, the 25-54, and 87% of their primetime viewers from a year ago. CNN averaged 2.7 million viewers from January 4th to the 10th last year, but plummeted to only 548,000 average viewers last week for a stunning year-over-year drop of 80%. Among the demographic of people 18 to 49, CNN shed nearly 90% of its 2021 audience, from 624,000 younger viewers to a dismal 73,000, off 80% among adults 25 to 54. During the primetime hours, total viewers dropped from 4.2 million in 2021 in prime time to 705,000 last week. etc. Not a good time for CNN. I guess people really aren't into the Fed's erection. They don't really believe that it was a coup, as Joe Biden said. Or if it was a coup, it was a very boring coup, and they'd rather watch Daffy Duck reruns on Boom or Boomer TV, whatever they call it. Boomerang, excuse me. It's been a while since I've watched Boomerang TV.
Boomerang is actually running anymore.
It isn't? What happened to it?
Streaming, the internet.
Well, I mean, I thought, though, they would, I thought that was, like, considered prime real estate. But I guess there is no such thing as prime real estate on a cable channel anymore. There's a big story in the New York Post today about how DirecTV and Dish TV, you know, they were big rivals, and they both had, like, you know, tens of millions of subscribers. Now they're talking about having a merger because both of them are on death's doorstep fiscally, financially. They're just not – everybody's, going to, like Taylor said, streaming. You know, they're cutting the cord. And those packages cost as much as cable. You know, who needs it? 844-500-4242. So Boomer's gone. So many things are gone now, aren't they? 844-500-4242. Patrick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, Howie. Hey, I don't think Adam Kinzinger really knows the history of the FBI very well. I mean,
or of anything else, for that matter.
Yeah, well, I remember when Ron Kuby was on the air on WABC Radio in New York, and he was the law partner of Bill Kunstler before he died. He would tell stories about how Bill Kunstler was in these meetings in the anti-war movement in the late 1960s, and they always knew that the guy that was talking about blowing something up or blowing up a building on a college or something, he was always the FBI informant. They always thought he was the Fed. So this, you know, the entrapment and all this other stuff that the FBI is doing now is nothing new.
I know, and you know, Kinzinger is so smart that he doesn't know enough to keep his mouth shut, or at least call this guy Ray Epps rather than Ray. He treats him like he's his best friend, and then the whole committee issues a statement like, "Well, he told us he wasn't an FBI agent, so case closed." Right? I mean, do you remember what Reagan used to say about the Russians saying that they weren't building any new nuclear missiles? Trust but verify, right? Or as Mr. Dooley, the fictional bartender in Chicago, used to say, trust everybody but cut the cards. But I guess, you know, if you're a Fed, or you appear to be a Fed, they'll just take you at your word, right? Whether you're saying that Carter Page is not a CIA asset, that he actually is a Russian asset, they'll just buy it, and they don't care. And if necessary, they'll just falsify the evidence, like they did with Carter Page, like they did with this Steele dossier, so called. Right?
I mean, wouldn't you think that they'd want him to at least, testify in open committee rather than just giving an open statement like that?
I know. How about all these guys? There's three or four of them like that. They have you seen the pictures? I mentioned this last week. Somebody, Revolver, or one of those websites, has got a picture of some of these leaders of the January 6th groups, and they've all got the exact same bullhorn. It was like they, you know, was ordered from, you know, the Costco of bullhorns or the Amazon of bullhorns, and they were all delivered to the JFK, the J. Edgar Hoover building on Pennsylvania Avenue, and handed out to these FBI ops. The FBI wasn't even trying, or whoever was doing this wasn't even trying to hide their tracks that seriously. Because I guess they figured they, you know, they had the people like Adam Kinzinger and Benny Thompson and Liz Cheney to cover up for, and of course, Adam Schiff, the pencil neck geek, to cover up for them. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Patrick. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger. Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
Today's poll question is brought to you by that Nauset Beach Inn. Their ocean view rooms with a fireplace are going fast, so book yours today for just $119.99 at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Hillary Clinton run for president in the 2024 election?
I think she will, after reading that piece today in the Wall Street Journal.
54% say yes.
Yeah, well, I was mentioning earlier that not too many people seem to have picked up on this op-ed by two of her minions, or wannabe minions, in the Journal. But now they have the New York Post, the lead story now. It's a column by Maureen Callahan. Here we go again, question mark. There's a picture of Trump and Hillary rising out of the grave like Freddy Krueger. Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump in 2024. Yep, life has become a horror movie. I don't mind Trump running, but Hillary Clinton, that is a horror movie. 844-500-4242. And again, we've still got some gift certificates left to Fun Spot in Laconia, New Hampshire. It's a great arcade. It's right in the lakes area and the White Mountains area and the ski area of New Hampshire, the Granite State. And they're open all year round. And we have $50 gift certificates for $25. It's a great cheap bastard deal. Go to HowieCarsShow.com. Click on store. You can use the gift certificates now or during the ski season, or you can use them next summer when you're up there in the lakes region. It's a great, great place, Fun Spot. HowieCarsShow.com. Click on store. Speaking of Tookie Amaralt, the guy who was basically improperly, unjustly incarcerated on a frame job by the Middlesex County District Attorney way back when, and Charlie Parker said he'd straighten it out, but he never has because he didn't have the stones to commute or pardon the sentence. 781 says, my aunt was a deputy at the Bill Ricka House of Correction when Tookie went inside. Within 24 hours, his nose was destroyed, and from there he endured years of reprehensible acts. The stories I could tell, such a travesty. It was horrible. And you know, he promised Barbara Anderson. It was like a deathbed promise that he made to her that he would straighten it out. And as soon as she was dead, he just walked away. That's the kind of guy Charlie Parker is. You wouldn't want him next to you in a foxhole. 844-500-4242. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, thank you, Howie. You know, the first thing is it's amazing to me that all Basement Joe drinking Jim Crow and going on a public stage, a venue in Georgia, talking about Jim Crow. You know what? And I mentioned that to you, Howie, about a year ago, back when Stacey Abrams was running. I mean, I'm looking at all this and I'm thinking, deja vu, here it comes, karma, right?
Right. You know, the thing that gets me is, I mean, how can he go out there and say we have the most corrupt election system in the country and not expect people to say, but wait, you benefited from this electoral system. And then to say, well, you know, you got to decide whether you're on George Wallace's side, knowing that there are these statements that you've made, public statements on the public record that are going to be tweeted out instantaneously, where you're bragging about George Wallace's support. I mean, it's, boy, is it great to be a Democrat. You know, you just don't have to worry about ever being called out onto the carpet. You could say whatever you want from day to day. You can turn on a dime, and you can talk about, I've got a plan to end COVID. I'm not going to. No, you don't have a plan. That was an honorable withdrawal from Afghanistan. No, it wasn't. The Fed's erection on January 6th was a coup. No, it wasn't. Inflation is transitory and it's under control. No, it's not. All lies, and he gets away with it. He gets away with everything. He lied yesterday again about being arrested. He said yesterday he was arrested repeatedly in civil rights demonstrations. He was never arrested. He was never involved in any of this stuff. 844-500-4242. Let's talk about inflation. How's inflation affecting you? Inflation and shortages. You know, and again, one of the trending tags for Joe Biden is Bare Shelves Biden. And someone suggested, how about Breadline Biden? That would be a good one, too. And so let's play some of these cuts from this. And these are from his own people. This is from the mainstream media. This is from broadcast news media. This is from Fox, a local Fox affiliate. So it's not exactly deep state, but it's you know, sort of. It's all local news, and Fox News to a degree is mainstream media too. Cut 18 from Fox 5 in D.C.
Many folks noticing this over the weekend when they did their grocery shopping, a far cry from the good old days. We're talking about empty shelves, empty produce, empty freezers, low on produce, low on fruits and vegetables. Now some grocery stores are turning to off brands just to keep consumers and get consumers what they need.
A far cry from the good old days. Less than a year ago. A far cry from the days before January 20th, 2021.
I don't know about anybody else, but my family's been turning to off-brand since the early 90s.
You're not as there, old as I am.
There were no General Mills products in my house.
No, I tended away as soon as I discovered generic brands back in the 70s in the midst of Jimmy Carter's stagflation and national malaise. I became a generic brand guy. That's the way it is. This is cut 17 from the Domino's Pizza CEO, Richard Allison, cut 17.
We certainly don't see inflation slowing down in our business. You know, we take a look at our food basket, you know, as you mentioned, you know, we see an 8-10% increase in the food basket 2022 relative to 2021. And we also see continued wage inflation across the marketplace as well as we look forward this year.
And you know who else doesn't see it as transitory? The chairman of the Federal Reserve, who was testifying before the Senate yesterday, Jerome Powell. What do you think? Where is inflation hitting you? Where are you noticing it? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Bidenflation, new car prices up 12%, new trucks up 11.6%, used cars up 37.3%. As somebody said last week, you know, it used to be, you know, your kid turned 16 and got his driver's license, you could just go down to the used car lot and get him a clunker for a couple of grand. That's not happening anymore, is it? 844-500-4242-207 says, I drive 50,000 miles a year as a salesman. Gas is killing me. I have four kids. Oil and food. Worked harder to better ourselves only for Biden to take it all away. Let's go, Brandon.
Reduce inflation. Reduce inflation. Reduce inflation.
Remember they said, build back better. If we just print more money, it will reduce inflation. Oh, really? Okay, this is Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Fed. Listen to what he says. Cut 15.
Now, we're on an unsustainable path. Debt is not at an unsustainable level, but the path is unsustainable, meaning it's growing faster than the economy, meaningfully faster than the economy. We have to address that over time. We will address it over time.
Yeah, when we get a Republican president, when we get sane people in the executive and the legislative branches, maybe we'll deal with it. This is Stephanie Ruhle, a Clinton apologist, a stenographer from the Democrat steno pool. Cut 19.
Stephanie, inflation.
Inflation. Kaboom. Biggest yearly increase we have seen since the 1980s, right? This is not a good number. This isn't a good situation for the White House to deal with. Why? Because we get gas multiple times a week. So we see the price of gas. We see the price at the grocery store and housing.
I guess she's one of those rare alt-left cable news anchors who actually goes to a gas pump, who actually pumps her own gas, who actually goes to a grocery store. I think most of them are pretty much insulated from those day-to-day moments when you go to the store and you see the empty shelves and you see the prices going up and up and up. Denise, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Denise.
Howie, my biggest beef is postage prices. They're doubled. Used to have a small flat rate box for $4.90. It's $9, and you can't even put anything in there. It is so small. Large flat rate boxes are over $22, and medium are what large used to be, somewhere around 18 and some change. So it's very expensive, probably because of the fuel, and maybe because of all the employee
not being there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it's going to affect buying online and having to pay for the shipping. And then if it doesn't work out, you have to pay to send it back.
I know. I don't buy a lot of stuff online, but I buy these used books that I like to read the old mysteries. And, it used to be
World War II romance novels. You love those.
I got that one by mistake. But it used to be I would buy the book for like $1.99, $2.99, a used book that was 25 cents in 1957. But I'd buy it, and then there would be the shipping and handling would be $3.99. And now the shipping and handling the place I go to is $5.49. Now that's up a little bit more than 7% inflation, but I know what Denise is talking about. I mean, I don't begrudge the used bookstores or the used book dealers from charging more, because I know how much more it is. It's ridiculous. Thanks for the call, Denise. You're absolutely right about that. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Mr. Carr, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
I got to tell you, I own two vehicles. Both of them use premium.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. You know the people that are crying about gas right now?
Yeah.
Where, because I'm paying a ton. And I'm not rich. I'm not rich. You know? I'm not rich. I just bought a vehicle that, it's one of those cars where you figure you paid in your whole life, right? So you want to buy something decent. And I was, some people say, well, that's a stupid investment. And it probably is, because right now I'm crying.
Yeah. As you look back like a year and a half ago when gas prices were low and Trump was president, I mean, could you ever have imagined that this was going to happen this quickly? I couldn't. I lived through the 70s. I remember two times when I had to sit in gas lines for weeks, in the 73, 74, and then 79, 80. I remember it, but I never thought of it coming back. Did you ever think of it coming back?
Well, I never thought of Jimmy Carter coming back either, and that's basically what we got, right?
Yeah.
We got Jimmy Carter, and God bless Jimmy Carter. I don't hate Jimmy Carter. I don't think he did much good as a president. But to be honest with you, no, I think that we deserve better. And instead of deserving better, we are getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And you know something, sir?
Tell me.
You are a light beam focusing on this important subject. We need people to wake up. And yet it's become a crime to wake up. You listen to the news and I'm talking about the local news, and people say, oh, they don't listen to the local news. Man, they turn on the local news every time they're driving their car. And it's just bad all the time.
I try to... I must say, I try to avoid local news whenever I can. It's just chewing gum for the eyes, as Fred Allen used to say of TV in general, but local news in particular. And you're right. I mean, they don't want to cover this stuff. They don't want to cover anything that makes any Democrats look bad. And this is like pretty much across the board, you know? I mean, just wherever, whatever market you're in, whatever network you're watching, they're always, dealing with ephemera, with trivia. They're not dealing with this is the big issue of the day. The big issue of the day is not COVID. People, you look at the polls. People are interested in COVID. They're not worried. They're interested in the sense that they might lose their jobs, be forced to have their kids not go to school anymore. That's what worries them. They're not worried about dying or getting sick, or very few are. But inflation is crushing everybody. Here's a text, 617. My wife and coworker did takeout for lunch yesterday from a local place in Canton. That's where one of my daughters lives, in Canton. Two salads, $12.99 each, one with chicken, extra $9.99, and one with steak tips, extra $10.99. Well, I'll tell you, if I saw those kind of prices, that would be the last time I went out for lunch in Canton or any other place around there. I would head down to a Viva Trattoria in Wrentham. That's what I would do. That's why I give my daughter gift certificates for that place. So she does. That's a little on the steep side for me. Officer Mark says, honest Howie's carbon credits are an inflation-proof investment, and the shelves are fully stocked. That is true. That is quite true. 508, paying $6.50 for a Bud Light supporting a friend's restaurant. N95 masks I bought yesterday, up 50% today. $1.30 each yesterday, $2 today. This is happening across the board, and again, it's not getting nearly the attention that it deserves in the mainstream media. This is what people are talking about. They used to tell you, the news is what people are talking about. So people are talking about this, but it reflects badly on Democrats. So we're just going to say nothing to see here, folks. Move along. But as Officer Mark says, honest Howie's carbon credits are an inflation-proof investment, and the shelves are fully stocked, and you help your local polar bear and your local penguin if you prefer to go the South Pole route at the same time. And again, we have plenty of gift certificates left to Fun Spot, $50 gift certificates for $25 at HowieCarShow.com. Click on store, HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. 844-500-4242. So and again, they're now not, instead of talking about the inflation, the high cost, the empty shelves, they'd rather Rand Paul is raising money off attacking Saint Anthony Fauci. Give me a break. No wonder CNN's ratings only down 90%. Why is Joe Biden still at 33% favorability rating? Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Howie, I remember the gas lines. You're 1 year younger than me. I remember my friend saying, can we take your car? Mine's on full. No one wanted to get in the gas line. But to make a long story short, I leased a Toyota in 2019, 3 years ago. I just bought it out, and I sold almost $5,000 profit.
Wow.
It's incredible.
But what are you going to get around it now that your car's gone?
Well, I got a Mustang convertible. I'm going to Florida, and I'll drive that till November, December, and decide what I do.
Yeah. I know, that's the thing. I mean, you can cash out a car, you can cash out a truck, you can cash out a house. But the question is, what do you replace it with? You know, that's the conundrum of inflation that we're seeing yet again. Thanks for the call, Nick. 844-500-4242. God, $650 for a Bud Light. That's pretty ridiculous, isn't it? David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
I was at the store yesterday looking at bacon. $7 for a package of bacon. Normally it would be $3.99, so that's, what, almost a 75% increase. I was looking at a pot roast, $32 for a pot roast. That should be $9 or $10. How, I don't know, are we better off? I mean, I know it's a rhetorical question, but family's got to be dying. You want to scream in the restaurant, in the store and say, are you folks seeing the prices of these things? This is insane. It's crazy. I don't know how a family can afford to feed their kids when pot roast is $30-$40 for pot roast.
I know. Someone was telling me they were at the basket, one of the baskets, and there were a bunch of people around around one of the meat counters, and they said that everybody was just stunned at the prices, like you were just saying, for the kind of meat that you use to feed a family on a weeknight. You know, you put it in the crock pot when you go to work and you come back and it's ready to go. And now it costs an arm and a leg. It's ridiculous. And Joe Biden, he doesn't have a clue. I mean, not that he has a clue about anything else, but none of his people have a clue. There's nobody in that administration that has ever had a real job, including Walsh Marty, the Secretary of Labor. Thanks for the call, David. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
He'll regret it to his dying day, if ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back.
I was saying $6.50 for a Bud Light, reading from a text line. Someone texts me back and says, at Gillette Stadium, a Bud Light will set you back $13. Wonder how much they're going to charge at the stadium in Buffalo on Saturday night. Well, inflation is transitory, though, so by next time they play a game at Gillette Stadium, be next, what, August, September, it'll be down again, right? Joe's telling us it's a temporary thing, right? They should have thought of all this, says 781, before they voted for Grandpa, stupid electorate. 617, there's almost no Gatorade in any supermarket. It's usually one whole aisle. I think there hasn't been any Gatorade, though, or it's been very spotty for a long time now, hasn't it? Rambo 413, many, many shelves are empty. 781, this is what you get when you vote based on feelings. And then he's talking about women need to wake up, get educated, and vote the right way. They're so sensitive and they don't like hurt feelings. Well, their kids' lives are screwed up if we don't turn this thing around very soon. 603, you left out an important part of Howie's carbon credits. They're free-range, organic, and non-GMO. Yes, they are. They're also sustainable. 844-500-4242. Before we go back, Alex Berenson has a new column out on Substack. Boosters are over. I'll just read you this very quickly, then we'll go back to the phone lines. Now the World Health Organization has waved the white flag on COVID vaccine boosters, too. Who released a statement about COVID vaccines yesterday? It's filled with the usual public health jargon and ass covering, but one line stands out. This is a quote. A vaccination strategy based on repeated booster doses of the original vaccine composition is unlikely to be appropriate or sustainable, unquote. It's over, people, says Alex Berenson, who's really on top of this thing. Aside from a few unlucky Israelis, no one is going to receive a fourth dose of the original vaccine. Everyone with eyes can see it doesn't work against Omicron. And if you haven't gotten a third dose at this point, why the hell would you? You're at most getting weeks of marginally improved protection for potentially severe side effects. That's what I said yesterday when I said I wouldn't take the third booster. That was our poll question. Instead, the WHO is now promising demanding vaccines based on whatever the dominant SARS-CoV-2 strain is at the moment. That promise is as empty as the others, all the others the public health bureaucrats and vaccine companies have made, et cetera, et cetera. 585, filling your gas tank at Walmart was $20 2 weeks ago. That must have been a small car, though. This week it's now $35. Thank you, Joe Biden. Session, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Session.
Long time, you're like a silver lining in a cloud, okay, in Massachusetts. Joe Biden is increasingly acting like a tyrant, and the Democratic Party is behaving like a dictatorship and harassing the Republican protesters, you know, putting them in jail. I think it is time for all Republican states to secede from the union. What do you think?
That's not going to happen, Session. You know that. And, you know, I mean, it would be a mix of states. You'd have this, mosaic of, it'd be like Germany back before Otto von Bismarck in the 19th century. It's not going to happen. I mean, we've got to vote them out across the country and reclaim the country and reclaim the society, reclaim the economy, reclaim culture. Just get everything done. Thanks for the call, Session. Tony, you're next. Very briefly, Tony.
Hey, Lord Howie, how are you? Listen, I think people are missing the point here. Biden and Harris are just scapegoats that were sent out there or propped up by the people that are really occupying the White House and running the country. The green agenda is just driving up these prices and to a point where people will willingly accept the food and can get people off of meat altogether.
They're not going to get me off meat altogether. I don't care how much pot roast calls. If I can't get anything else, I still got to buy pot roast. I still got to buy bacon. I guess that's easy for me to say now. See you tomorrow. I'm Howie.